Chapter 9. Enter the Everfree. The six ponies, Zecora and Spike, all stood at the clearing that led to the Everfree forest. Rainbow Dash was wearing her new costume that, thanks to Rarity, had a ton of new pockets and a new matching lightweight saddlebag. A picture of her cutie mark, a cloud with a rainbow lightning bolt, was embroidered on the collar of her shirt, and the fabric on her helmet was rainbow-colored. She certainly looked the part. Now it was all up to her.
"You sure you don't want company?" asked Applejack. "I feel mighty funny sending you out there alone."
The six of them had been to the Everfree Forest more times than Applejack had liked, but at least they'd been together. It was a spooky and unpredictable place.
"For the last time, no," Rainbow answered. "Being the bravest means you don't need any help."
"Every pony needs help sometimes," offered Fluttershy.
"I know I do," Applejack insisted. "Remember that time I tried to buck all the trees in Sweet Apple Acres on my own?"
Zecora bowed her head.
"It's time, Rainbow Dash, and I hope you are ready. May your wing beats be strong and your hoof beats be steady."
"Thanks, and don't you worry, Zecora,"
said Rainbow. She patted the pocket Rarity had added for the relic. "I'll have the half-gilded horseshoe back in no time.
No ghosts will haunt Ponyville if Daring Dash has anything to say about it."
Rainbow twisted into an action pose. Right arm up to the sky, wings spread out. Zecora looked slightly reassured. Rainbow Dash gulped and took a step forward.
"See you later, Everypony."
"Wait!"
shouted Twilight Sparkle.
"We didn't even get to show you your tools yet."
"My what?"
answered Rainbow, growing impatient.
"Each of those dreadfully practical new pockets has a little something from one of us to help you on your way,"
explained Rarity, smiling warmly.
"Go ahead and look."
Sure enough, Rainbow Dash emptied the pockets to find a piece of rope from Applejack, a mini teddy bear from Fluttershy, some green cupcakes, and one pink one, obviously from Pinkie Pie, a pair of horseshoes from Rarity, and a sapphire stone bookmark from Twilight. They were the weirdest group of adventure tools she'd ever seen. Rainbow Dash wasn't sure how any of these things was going to help her, but her friends looked so proud. It was a nice gesture, so Rainbow played along.
"I told you there was always room for cupcakes,"
squealed Pinkie Pie.
"The pink one's for you."
"Thanks," said Rainbow, who was already planning to ditch the items as soon as she was out of their sight. No need to have anything extra weighing her down. That went for extra ponies and random gifts. She stuffed the presents back into her pockets.
"Now I'm off for real," Rainbow announced.
Then she flapped her wings and soared straight toward her destiny. As soon as Rainbow Dash was out of sight, Twilight turned to the other girls.
"Are you all ready to go?"
"Yes,"
Applejack, Fluttershy, Rarity, and Pinkie Pie said together. Zecora bowed to them, and Spike gave a little wave.
"Be careful out there! Good luck!"
the dragon said as the five ponies trotted toward the dangerous forest. He was pretty sure they were going to need it.